Please, I'd love to have the children come and join me at the stairs. And if you want to move so you can see the story better, that's fine with us. Good morning. Can you show me how you do crisscross applesauce? Thank you. This box looks old. Parables are old. I wonder if there's a parable inside. The box is the color gold because parables are valuable. Maybe even more valuable than gold. Look, this box has a lid. I know, boxes have lids. So do parables. Sometimes, even if you're ready, you cannot enter a parable. The lid is like a door. Sometimes it's closed. If that happens, don't be discouraged. Come back to the parable again and again. One day it will open for you. This box also looks like a present. Parables are presents. They were given to you before you were even born. Even if you do not know what a parable is, it's been given just to you. I know what we'll do. Let's look inside to see if there really is a parable in here. I know they are easy to break, so we'll be careful. I wonder what this could be. I wonder if it could be a parable. It certainly is yellow. There is nothing else here but yellow. I wonder what this could really mean. Yes, I know, it does kind of look like a lemon. And it could be the sun. I wonder what else it could be. Could also be a candy, a lemon drop. They're my favorite. Let's see if there's anything else here that can help us get ready. No? There's nothing else? Well, all we can do is begin. There once was someone who said such wonderful things and did such amazing things that people followed him. As they followed him, they heard him speaking about a kingdom, but not like the kingdom they lived in. It was not even an imaginary kingdom anyone had ever heard of. They couldn't help it. They had to ask him, "What is the kingdom of heaven like?" One time when they asked him, he said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed." Now, mustard seed is the teeniest, tiniest of all seeds. A seed so small that if you had one like me in your finger, you probably wouldn't even be able to see it. A person put the seed of the mustard into the ground, and it began to grow, and grow, and grow. It grew, and grew, and grew. And the little seed grew up so big that it was like a tree. And the birds of the air came. And the birds, they made their nests. The parable of the mustard seed. wonder which part of the story you liked best. Yes. The skydiving bird off the ledge of the table. Of course. Yes.
I liked the nest.
You like the nest.
The birds.
For the birds. Yes. You liked the, say that again? The mustard seed. You like the mustard seed too, how teeny tiny it was. I wonder, which part of the story do you think is most important? Yes? That it grew into a big old tree? Uh-huh. Big tree. Okay. What other part of the story do you think might be important? So using your imagination, I wonder if the person who put the tiny seed in the ground has a name. Anybody have any idea? You do? What's the person's name? Godly Play. Okay. All right, that's a good one. I wonder, how do you think the person felt to see all the birds coming? She felt. How do you think she felt? Yeah. Any idea?
She felt mad.
She felt mad. Okay. The person felt mad. Any other ideas about how that person felt? Yes. So the planter person might have felt really proud because that tiny seed made such a huge tree or bush. Mm-hmm. And the birds were able to live there. Now, so I want you to imagine that you're a bird. Maybe the one that flew off the side. I wonder how that bird felt when they found the place to land. Yay! They would have been excited. Here's another one. Now this one's a little bit more hard of a question. I wonder if you have ever come close to this kind of tree. I wonder what the nest could really be. Okay, here's an even harder question. Please sit still, thank you. I wonder what this whole thing means. Any ideas? Yes. Say that again. Tree, tree, maple tree? Mm-hmm. Yes?
So maybe the birds could fit in the nest.
Maybe the birds could fit into their nests. And what do you think that means? Yes. The tiniest thing can have the biggest effect. The tiniest thing could have the biggest effect. Wow. What else do you think it could mean? Anybody else? Yes.
So maybe the birds
So maybe the birds could put food in their nests and they could then eat. That's a great idea. So this tiny thing made this huge thing, and then all these birds now have a place to be, a nest, and a place to eat. That's a great idea. So maybe this tree is next to an ocean, and the birds, well, if they fell into the ocean, that would not be a good thing, right? And then the birds could come and be in the tree instead of the ocean. Okay. From a child's lips, the gospel is preached. So, Jesus talked about faith being like a mustard seed. And faith is that thing, that the tiny thing that we trust God. And sometimes, when that seed is planted and we trust God, big, big things come out of the tiniest of things. Thank you for your attention today. You may return and be with your families.